Hey, I'm Aiden, and I'm Aiden, and this is the Kool-Aids Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Episode 4 of the podcast.
Yep, this is episode 4. We're good to go. We're golden.
Once again, I would like to address the fact that last week's audio overlapped for like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, each time we're doing this, we're trying something new pretty much.
So the noun game kind of sounded like me asking a question, and halfway through he would just interrupt and be like,
yep.
I can
read. Let's give an example. All right, ask a question.
What color?
Okay.
Wasn't even a yes or no question.
Huh. Okay. Well, I want to start off with our income.
No, we can't talk about that yet.
Oh, okay.
We talk about that after our ad.
Okay. After the ad. Wait, so highlight everything we're talking about before?
I'd probably just any of this stuff down here, he says, into the podcast. Nobody can see the stuff that I'm talking about at the moment.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, so I actually saw this last week, and I saw you writing this in the topics like last week, and I was really curious about it. What's the Mandela effect?
I don't even remember why I typed this in the talking points, but we can definitely talk about it. The Mandela effect, it's like where people misremember stuff. So like the Berenstain Bears is like spelled differently than you would expect, and Febreze is spelled with one E. Even though most people think it's spelled with two.
Oh, is that why you asked me how I spelled Febreze?
Yes, precisely.
Okay.
And like the Monopoly Man, most people remember him having a monocle, but he doesn't. Was that the Pringles game? The Pringles guy has a monocle.
I don't even know.
I think the Pringles can has a monocle. He doesn't have a monocle. He doesn't.
I thought the Monopoly Man had. No, he doesn't at all. I thought he did.
Do neither of them? The Pringles can and the Monopoly Man.
I don't think the Pringles can.
They just have fancy mustaches.
We think that they should have a monocle. No, they don't. They don't have a monocle at all.
What the heck?
Well, that's interesting.
And that's the Mandela effect.
Yeah. Let's talk about teeth whitening strips. That's pretty interesting. Okay. I think last week I picked up a box when I was going Christmas shopping for my family. And I picked up a box of teeth whitening strips because I don't know. I started caring about my teeth in the past few years because when I was a little kid, I'd be like, man, I'm not brushing my teeth. No, I'm kidding. I would brush my teeth, but still. I don't know. But anyways, I used them and holy wow, do they work? That's insane. I think, it was actually, it's incredible how good they work or how well they work. I don't know.
I've used them before.
Have you seen that guy who fell asleep with them on? And he woke up like with his, he woke up with his teeth so sensitive that like water and his lips hurt his teeth.
He was a different ethnicity. He fell asleep and he was an African American man, and he woke up and he wasn't an African American man anymore because they just whitened his teeth.
His teeth.
They whitened everything.
I want to cut this out now.
Why?
Because I don't want to bring anything bad into this or anything questionable.
It's not bad. We're not cutting it out. That man knew what he was getting into when he fell asleep with the teeth whitening strips in his mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think this is going to jeopardize your money?
Yes.
The money that you've made on the podcast.
Yes, it'll jeopardize everything.
Guys, we don't do it for the money, okay? We do it because it's fun to speak.
It's interesting to see the money go up, though. I'd say that's very interesting.
Also, yes, it's very interesting to watch my bank account just
skyrocket from a podcast.
I think I might give away a million bucks.
Oh, this is unrelated, but I turned off my fan because I thought that was making a lot of noise for you, and it probably was. but now there's like, I don't know, the air in my room is just dead and it's like not moving at all. And I'm getting hot in here. I might take off all my clothes. That's a song.
Like every time your phone, every time your phone dings, you kind of glitch out a little bit. I don't know if that's something that will be able to be heard on the podcast itself, or if it's just me that's hearing that.
It's probably just you. I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty sure it's just you.
Well, I'm definitely hearing the ding.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Ding.
I muted my phone. It was very interesting. Well, this week is Christmas week.
Christmas week.
Christmas. It's going to be fun.
Not everybody celebrates Christmas.
Not everyone celebrates Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy late Hanukkah to everyone. And Merry Christmas to everyone.
Just say happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. That's way easier.
But we're still going to talk about Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. That's pretty insane.
It is. This is the Christmas special.
Yeah, that's why this episode's late. Wink.
It's always late. Every episode is late.
Yeah.
But technically not really, because we don't have a set schedule yet.
I thought we were doing every Wednesday.
Yeah, well.
That didn't work out.
we just do it as we do it.
Yeah. Sometimes we feel it and sometimes we don't. Out of all four episodes, that's enough to make us sometimes.
We didn't really... I'm trying to think. We put Christmas on our talking points, but we didn't really specify anything.
I think we could just make things up.
Let's just talk... Okay, this is the history of Christmas. Once upon a time, Santa Claus came down the chimney...
I think you're wrong already.
Okay, so it turns out I actually don't know the history of Christmas in its entirety. Was I on the right track?
No.
Are you a historian?
No, I'm not. I don't want to talk about the history of Christmas.
It's religious, okay?
We're it's not religious. That's why I want. That's why I don't want to do that. I don't want to go down that path. I don't want to get hate yet. We're not even that big.
Well, wait. My bank account says otherwise. Wink.
Wink. Yeah.
I would say we should talk about Christmas songs instead, but we already did that, kind of. You said your favorite Christmas... The best Christmas song is actually everybody's own opinion, because one isn't better than all the rest.
Ooh.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think Wham's Last Christmas is the best Christmas song, and I made that clear.
I think Dominic the Donkey is better.
What? Dominic the Donkey? I've never heard that before in my life.
It's the Italian Christmas donkey, yeah.
Oh. Oh, please. Please expand
hee-haw,
my knowledge.
Hee-haw. Dominic the Donkey. Tinkity-tink. Hee-haw. Hee-haw. The Italian Christmas donkey. I think that's what it is. I want to look up the lyrics to see if I'm right.
Yeah, we're not going to get a copyright strike with that because nobody knows what you're talking
about. We're not going to get a copyright strike because no one's going to find this.
No one's going to... Because you sang it so badly that the podcast app won't pick up the fact that it's a copyright.
That's the Italian Christmas donkey.
Maybe if I keep saying the word copyright over and over.
Copyright, copyright, copyright. Yeah. I don't think they'll ever find us. They'll never recognize what I just sang. Speaking of Christmas, though, that's in 2 days, and I'm very excited for that. I'm excited to see my family. I think I'm going to see a few of my cousins. That's going to be fun. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Might see my grandfather.
I usually see most of my family, but
COVID. Yeah, this year sucks.
It prevented one of my cousins from actually attending our gathering. So I had to set up this really crazy elaborate thing.
I actually helped you last night with that.
You did.
That's very fun.
But I had to describe it like you had no idea what I was talking about for the audience, of course.
Yes. I was writing down so many numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about the void? What's up with the void?
What happens at the end of our life? Do we just fall into the void? That's what
that's all that was.
That's not why I typed this on the topics, but that's what it sounded like. You were we're just sitting here going, and you're like, okay, so what about
the void? What about the void? What's that all about?
This is actually really cool. It's like a story time, but it's not really
cross applesauce in my chair. Yes.
I'm pretty sure you've been to Disney World before, correct?
Yeah, correct.
In Florida? Well, down there in the old Orlando land, there's a place called Disney Springs.
Oh, yeah. That used to be downtown Disney. I remember that. There used to be a big arcade there, but they took it down. That was sad.
I'm not 100% sure what it's... Is that what it's called?
What? Disney Springs? No, it's Disney Springs now.
Okay. I wasn't 100% sure, but there's a place there called The Void. And it's like this virtual reality experience. And it's insane. It's actually insane.
Really?
So my dad and I went in there. And the one we went to, it was like Star Wars themed. And we had to go get some information about the Empire. And we went in and we had like backpacks on that tracked like, I guess, our body movement. And then we had the VR headsets. We could never do this in times of COVID. I'm just now.
Oh, no, not at all. Unless they sanitize after every use. I don't think they'd still do that.
Jeez. Yeah, this company must be hurting. But anyway, we got in there. We got the headsets on. We're infiltrating disguised as stormtroopers. And it's insane. Like anything you see in the headset, you can like feel. Like
Wait,
in
what? Real life.
Like. Yeah.
Wait, like if you reach out for something, you can feel that.
Yeah. It wasn't like wearing a VR helmet. It was wearing a VR helmet and walking around and doing stuff.
Oh, were you on like this treadmill like thing?
No. We were walking through rooms. Like it was crazy. Yeah. So like we walk in this room and we see guns on this thing in the VR helmet and we walk over to them.
So you were actually moving.
We feel it and we pick up a gun and we were actually
Were you actually moving?
Stormtroopers. Yeah, we were actually walking around.
That's pretty insane.
So my dad and I get in there, and we're supposed to be sneaking around as stormtroopers, and my dad picks up the gun and immediately starts shooting it, and they're like, there they are, they're over there. That's another crazy thing about this experience. Everyone gets their own experience, depending on how you go through it. So there's different
ways you can go
based on what you do. Yeah, my dad and I were in a group of four, but whatever, like, the decisions your group makes, that just, like, decides what happens as you play the game. It's like pretty much a game. So like my dad decided to get us caught, so we had to fight our way out. But I'm sure like we could have snuck through. And
now, did they have different versions of this? Because I may have done this before.
Yeah, there was like a Ghostbusters one, I think, and then there's like a temple.
Did they have one like Aladdin themed at one point?
I don't think so.
I did something like that when I was a little kid. I remember that.
Two of the coolest things from it that I can remember very vividly is, like, one, there's the other two people in our group that weren't my dad and I. They were, like, trying to figure out some puzzle on the other side of the room. And then my dad and I were on this other side of the room where there's, like, a window. And we were shooting through it, shooting at stormtroopers, and there was buttons in front of us. And I reach out and start pushing the buttons, and one shoots steam down, and I just, like, feel the steam, like, on the side of my body. And, like, I can smell it and everything. And then we finally get through, and And then there was this like platform that it put us out on over like lava, and that room was like really warm.
That's actually really insane.
And if you get hit by one of the stormtroopers, like if they shot you and it actually hit you, you had that backpack on, so you could feel the impact.
Yeah, I remember. There's this one little, I don't know, it's like a film thing. It's in the Tree of Life in Animal Kingdom in Disney World, and I think that's a show. I think they have a show in there. Where you sit down, it's like a theater, and you'll like feel things. And I remember when I was a little kid, I'd always be scared of like when either the grasshoppers or crickets or maybe bees, something came and they like stung me in the back, and it wasn't like painful, but it was enough to scare me not to do that again. Like, it would poke things through the chair at you. It hurt, kind of.
Yeah. I think I've done something like similar to that as well.
Don't they have movie theaters like that now?
I can't even compare this other experience, though, to, like, anything I've
ever
done.
It's just that insane.
Just, like, considering the fact that we weren't confined to a chair or anything. Like, you could just walk around.
Also, am I loud enough? I'm using it for any of you wondering why I sound weird or different, if I even do. I'm filming this one on my, or I'm recording on my computer using headphones.
Mm-hmm. We will now poll the audience, the six people watching. Yes, last week it was 2. This week it's 6 because we're our fame levels are increasing at an exponential rate.
We have 6 viewers or listeners. I keep saying viewers like YouTube. I know it's not YouTube.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's okay. No one's going to catch my...
They know. They know who they are.
Yep. I have this one topic, school project, and I have no clue what it is.
Was it something about your journalism?
Yeah, but I have no clue what it is. Journalism's the class I'm taking. I have no clue why I wrote that. But the topic below that, I went ice skating last week. I think it was last week. Last Sunday, probably. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. And I think I broke my friend's tailbone. Either broke or really hurt it.
Yeah, so, how would you not know that you broke your friend's tailbone?
Did they know they didn't go to the doctor. He did not.
Of course.
Yes.
Brilliant.
100% brilliant. He thought it was really funny. So,
okay. So maybe it wasn't broken. If his tailbone was broken, I don't think.
Okay, but let me explain my story. It's very hard to explain and like visualize this in your head or visualize. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
gonna close my eyes.
So picture this. This little, we're on an ice rink outside, and there are these little rental things that you can push around and sit on for little kids. Okay. No. Gotta visualize the whole thing, Aiden.
I'm putting myself in the mind frame.
I just saw everything like, okay, never mind.
I'm seeing the Matrix right now.
Okay. But I was pushing them around on this thing, and it's shaped like a whale. That has nothing to do with it. But I whispered in his ear, I'm going to hit these kids. And I started going faster and faster. And
I'm going to hit these kids.
Run into them. Run into the kids. Yeah. And I start going faster and faster. And we get closer to the little kids. And he...
Oh, don't tell me.
I didn't. He... My buddy, he put his skates down and he jumped and got into the cannonball position. He got like mad air time and he landed right on his tailbone buttocks area. Right on the ice.
You know, I put myself into the mind frame of this whole situation. And do you want me to tell you what I just imagined
when you were describing that?
I imagine him sitting on this whale, and it's shaped like, you know those things they have at the bowling alleys that help the little kids bowl
straight? It's about the size
like they
of
roll
that,
it down
yeah.
like the dinosaur's back or something. I imagine him skating down the back of a whale in the fetal position. Put his skates down and just...
No, we were like going fast. Ball. I was pushing him, but...
At the kids.
He didn't have his skates on the ice, and he put them on the ice and jumped and, like, cannonballed into the ice.
Did he hit the kids?
He did not hit the
kids.
That's
all that matters. Oh, dang.
I was disappointed.
Well, that was Christmas.
Ice skating. That was a very interesting night. I went with a group of friends. It was very fun.
You know what else is Christmas?
What else?
Ooh. Christmas movies.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah, actually, I really like the Titanic.
What? That you know that movie takes place in
Wait,
April?
Really?
Right?
No, I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah. What in the world? What could have possibly made you think that that was even, that that was a Christmas movie?
I mean,
had nothing to do with Christmas.
It was pretty cold, and there was ice.
Oh, my
God.
Well,
what's your favorite Christmas movie, then?
Easy. Gremlins, 1984, starring Zach Galligan as Billy Peltzer, and Phoebe Cates as Kate Beringer, and Hoyt Axton as Rand Peltzer, and Ke Lu as Mr. Wing. It's this great movie. It's about this dude that goes to Chinatown in New York and illegally purchases this Chinese furry thing known as a Mogwai.
Does that mean monster?
You're wondering why this is the best movie ever? Oh, are there monsters? You bet your bottom dollar there's monsters. Oh, yeah. That's what the word Mogwai translates to. It's a Chinese word.
Okay.
It means monster. Dude, this movie has romance. This movie is creepy scary.
I'm still trying to figure out what this is.
It's got comedy.
My mind is being blown right now.
It's hilarious. It has snow because it's a Christmas movie. And most importantly, it has Phoebe Cates. And guess what? It's rated PG.
Why?
You know why that's significant? Because PG and R, that was the jump back then in 1984. It went straight from PG to R. So this movie is like on the edge of glory.
So what movie is it?
They actually had to.
Did you even say the movie? I didn't even hear you. You were talking so fast.
Gremlins, 1984 is the first thing I said. Do you want me to start?
It's okay.
Gremlins, 1984. Oh my gosh. It's significant.
I think
that
I like
PG
Home Alone, though. I like Home Alone a lot.
I wasn't done.
That's my favorite Christmas movie now. And we're back.
Hey, we made 14 cents on the podcast.
Yeah, last time we checked, wasn't it 8? That was yesterday.
Yeah.
In one day,
it was 2.
We made about 6 cents.
That's crazy. That is exponential growth for sure.
Like, I feel like I could give away 1 million bucks right now. Yes.
The reason he keeps saying that is because the first time I told him we actually made money, I said
it was the funniest thing. It was the funniest thing in the world. I swear, it was actually hilarious. I still want to talk about Christmas, kind of. So what?
We can talk about movies more.
I already said I like Home Alone, and I was devastated after I found out Titanic was not a Christmas movie. I just tried to hide it. I was crying, like, internally. It was so sad.
Well, let's just have a moment of silence for Titanic, then. A brief silence.
Yes.
If you will.
There we go. Anyways.
Nope. We're still having our brief silence. I thought Elf was pretty good.
Okay. I like that movie, actually. That one's a pretty fun movie. I was going to point this out earlier, but it may have sounded like I cut out, but it was really my voice cracking. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
You should repeat what you said. For all the people who have already gone through puberty. Okay.
Oh, the other day, I was looking up our podcast, and I found out we can find it on Google, and it's the first thing that comes up, which is incredible to me. It's mind-boggling.
Maybe that's why our viewership is going up. People are looking up Kool-Aid, and then they're spelling it wrong.
Yeah, they're spelling it wrong with a dash. They're spelling it, like, with a C and a dash in the middle.
I'm pretty sure there's a dash in the middle.
Is there?
Of the drink. I think so.
There is a dash.
End of it, though.
I never knew that. The more you know.
The more you know. This is a podcast that provides knowledge.
Yes.
Useless knowledge, but knowledge nonetheless.
I have a tickle in my nose. It feels like I'm about to sneeze.
Hey, we could do a special edition of.
And why would it be special?
Because the noun would be Christmas.
Oh yeah. Mhm. Mhm. I can just picture you saying that with your hands on your hips or your fists on your hips, like with a smug look on your face.
Well, no, I was holding my toe between my pointer finger and my thumb finger.
I just did that to see how you would do that. Like, would you do it like a teacup?
Did you know the inside of your mouth feels exactly like a dolphin?
I felt like a superhero.
Why did you say
I thought you were about to say something weird.
I mean, it was pretty weird, but I mean, I don't think it was weird enough for you to say no.
Sorry about that.
I don't know why you saying no actually like stopped me from like it. I stopped.
Yeah, I didn't think you would say it. I thought you like would just stop saying it, and I'm like, I didn't think I stopped you. Is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm gonna say it again. Because most people who listen to the podcast have probably not touched a dolphin before. The inside of your mouth feels exactly like a dolphin. Aiden, quit licking the inside of your mouth.
What?
Just because you want to eat dolphin doesn't mean... That was not an invitation.
Okay. I want to go back to Christmas.
It's in 2 days. What do you mean go back
to the topic? What do you want for Christmas, Aiden?
Oh, yeah. We're striving.
What would you like for Christmas, Aiden? Completely honest.
You want me to be
honest?
100%
honesty.
I'd really like a camera.
What kind?
There's only a few things that I can really
like,
think
would
of
you like
that I would want.
A photography camera or like an action camera?
No, well, I'd want something I could, like, do. Booting down.
Well, I thought I was about to continue on alone.
A camera that actually...
Yeah, like a GoPro or...
Oh, I've got a GoPro. I don't really like the fisheye lens so much. And it doesn't really pick up audio very well. I want something I can get some good audio with.
Speaking of camera, I don't even know if this is on... I don't know if I said this or put this on our list. I found this old like camera from the early 2000s. It's a video camera. It's like one of the Sony ones. And it uses those little tapes to record on and put the video on. It's pretty awesome.
Oh. I think my mom has
it. It was like a nice camera at the time. It's still pretty cool.
Yeah, my mom has something like that because I remember messing with it. And if I'm correct, I'm pretty sure
it does. It's because it has like an infrared light.
Dude, I don't know.
It's just an infrared light. That's pretty insane.
That's cool. You could make some like funny, scary videos or some just scary, scary videos with some night vision.
Yeah. Funny, scary.
Now, fun fact, night vision is also what knights see when they look through their helmets.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I didn't know what to say with that one at all.
Thank you for listening to my horrible pun.
Man, I was really short on the topics for this episode.
Yeah, me too. I feel like I may have made it look like we had more topics than we actually did.
It's okay. I'll just talk about
Roland some more.
You know, in the 5 to 10 minute rant about Gremlins.
In the original Gremlins script, the Gremlins were supposed to eat Billy's dog and decapitate his mom.
Let's see if I can pull a random fact.
But they didn't do that, in case you were wondering.
Oh, yeah, you addressed that.
By the way.
Billy was supposed to be the hero.
Jaws is also...
You told me this last week. Want to explain?
Oh, yeah, he was getting shot at by the gremlin. and then he saved the day. But they cut that part out of the movie, and then they made it look like one of the creatures Gizmo. Who is kind. His name is Gizmo. He's the kind one. They made it look like he was the savior of the day.
Savior.
Yep, I don't know why I felt the need to rhyme that. I couldn't hold it in. I'm an adult. And I couldn't.
That's pretty funny. I have to go to the bathroom. Dang, we should have done the ad break. When we could have both went to the bathroom. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Let's get sponsored by Rich Wallet. No, you know what? You just go to the bathroom. You just go to the bathroom, and I'll just keep talking.
Because I don't know how to mute this thing. And if this mic can pick up everything, I'm not going to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I think I'm going to hold it in until my bladder bursts.
Then I'll have to do the
why
podcast by myself. Because your bladder head will burst and you'll die. And then I'll have to, I won't be by myself.
It's not like it's going to kill me.
And also, you'll be dead.
It's just going to hospitalize me if I catch it in time.
That's kind of crazy to think that, is that actually a thing that can happen? Can your bladder, burst
if you don't go to the bathroom? Can your bladder explode? That's an autofill. In rare scenarios, a person may hold their pee for so long that it's time to finally release their urine. They aren't able to do it. This can result in a burst bladder. If your bladder were to burst, you would need medical attention immediately. Crazy. A burst bladder is a life-threatening condition. Yeah. So I'd probably die.
So basically, your body would fill your bladder.
Your pop bladder would fill your body up with pee.
No, your body would fill your bladder up to the point where it burst instead of just not filling your bladder up.
Wow. No, that's pretty insane to think about.
In my mind, it's I feel like you would. Shouldn't there be an override switch in your brain that's no, I'm peeing my pants.
Well, either that or
the bladder bursts.
Actually, that wouldn't make sense. I'm not going to go on with that topic. Nothing. It just doesn't go to your whatever. Your bladder.
Your bladder.
Where it would stay where it's at. It would hold.
Yeah.
I thought you meant an emergency override switch to pee your pants or something.
What's pushing your pee through? Something has to compact it into your bladder to the point where it explodes. Something is just shoving pee in there. This is the Christmas special, but I kind of want to title it "Shoving Pee."
During the filling phase, the bladder accumulates increasing volumes of urine while the pressure inside the bladder remains low. The pressure within the bladder must be lower than the pressure during the filling phase. What?
Oh. You know what? We'll put it in the description.
We should just do a
podcast. In this episode, Aiden and Aiden discuss
not shoving.
Shoving it's pee.
Shoving would be an object.
Well, it's actually being forced in for some reason.
You're. This sounds so bad and weird. Okay. Imagine for a second in your body, your intestines go into your bladder. That'll be bad for everyone.
Oh no. Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad.
What if they switched for maybe 5 seconds?
Oh my. Be in trouble. Bad.
Also, every time I laugh, I wheeze. And can you hear my air conditioner? Not my air conditioner, my heater. You cannot?
I can't.
Okay, that's good.
I cannot.
Also, do you think my voice sounds crystal clear? That's bad. That beverage, that
no,
we're not going there. The beverage is not crystal clear.
It's not, but that's a joke that my Spanish teacher used to make all the time. She'd say "Claro que Coca-Cola." Like, she would like clarify something with us, but she would say "clear as Coke" in Spanish, which doesn't really make any sense. But
yeah, I think
that was the point.
I tried to use Firefox the other day, and that browser is horrible now. I haven't been on it in like 2 years. Firefox, the browser.
Firefox. The browser. It sounds like a movie. Firefox, the browser. It's a Netflix original.
I think you get away with it.
Talking Netflix, about Firefox.
Netflix gets away with a lot of things. Look at QE's. That's pretty messed up. Well, an example.
Look at that.
I'm not saying watch it. I'm going to watch the film. Did you read the original description of that?
Yeah.
In fact, listeners, if you're listening, which you should be. You
shouldn't just stop halfway through.
And you're listening.
Do not watch it.
Don't watch Cuties. I don't even know what it is, but I've heard that it's not good in like a very not good way. Hey, we haven't talked about Christmas.
Yeah, we went from bladders, pee, all that good old dandy stuff.
And did we just talk about bladders for the last 10 minutes? I haven't
checked the time in a while.
Let's see.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we got to subtract like 5 minutes off of this, though.
Yeah, the beginning, we were on here for 5 minutes, setting up, which is a new thing that we have done this episode and not the last three.
Yeah, go
ahead. Okay, we have a pre-podcast ritual where we talk. On FaceTime for a little while.
We discuss how well we'll think it will go. I don't know
where I was going with that because that's all. Yeah. I had something else I was going to say too, but I just kind of forgot. Maybe I'll remember it while you're talking.
I'm curious about a topic. I'm curious about grandpa birthday cake. I think I may have asked
Grandpa
about it,
birthday.
And you're like, "Nah, I'll wait for the podcast."
I will wait for the podcast.
I'm ready.
It's a story time yet again. Aiden tells two stories every podcast. Oh, I'm actually going to mention. I remembered what I was going to say. Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say this is the fourth podcast, right? There's about 4 weeks in every month. Yeah.
Ooh,
we've been podcasting.
We got 14 cents.
And we're rich.
Did we clarify how much we made?
I think I might give.
We made 14 cents.
I don't know.
Rich.
Guys, you guys helped us.
We made it all to ourselves.
And we're going to donate it all to our bank accounts.
I thought you were going to say charity. Honestly. Yes.
That's how you know we were good together.
We did.
Because we made the same joke.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
Grandpa birthday cake. So maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we were over at my aunt and uncle's house for, I think it was one of my cousin's birthdays. And let's see, who all was there? My aunt and uncle, obviously, because it was their house. My cousins, because it was his birthday, and his parents live at my aunt and uncle's house because they're my aunt and uncle. My grandparents were there. My mom and dad were there. My sister was there. We were all chilling. You know, it was a great night. We were having fun watching TV. I think I played some Band Hero or something for a little while. And then came time for the cake. So we all gather around in the kitchen. We're getting ready to sing happy birthday or something. And my grandpa thinks that this is going to be a great idea. This is going to be hilarious.
No,
you know what he decided to do? No. Go ahead and take a guess because I really want to hear what you think that my grandpa is.
I have no clue. I don't want to guess the wrong thing.
Here, I'll give you a hint and then I'll let you guess. My grandpa thinks farts are funny.
Did he do something to the cake? Did he?
Yes.
Did he do something that you just said? Okay, then I have no. Exactly. Oh, did he poop on the cake? Did he try to
No, but that's a great guess.
Accidentally squeeze one out. Did he continue?
I will continue the story. Okay, so my grandpa picks up the cake with one hand and holds it behind him and lifts his leg and makes a farting sound with his mouth and pretends to fart on the cake. And everybody was like, ha, ha, ha. You know, it wasn't really funny, but it was just like, good one, Grandpa.
You did it. We all love it.
Okay. No, but this is not the end of the story, because I was standing beside my grandpa as he was doing this. And as he goes to put the cake back on the table where he picked it up from,
what
things went wrong. So the cake was on this piece of cardboard that the cake comes on, right? But then for some reason underneath that, somebody decided to put a plate. So the cake was on a piece of cardboard on a plate. And my granddad picked all of that up with one hand. And then he went to put it back on the counter. But as he was doing that, the cake went whoosh. The cardboard and the plate just didn't stay together. I can only imagine why they wouldn't stay together. Why would cardboard and plate not stay together? Who knows? So the cake just goes sliding. It's headed toward the floor.
Okay.
It's on a trajectory toward the floor. Disappointed cousin right there in the middle of the kitchen. You remember how I said that I was standing beside my grandfather? No.
You caught it?
Aiden, I was a hero.
It didn't break.
I caught the whole cake.
You said I was Aiden.
No. I caught a whole birthday cake.
Did everyone praise you and give you the slice?
Yeah. They were like, oh my gosh. He caught the cake. I was like, yeah, I just caught the cake. Like, no big deal. Dude, I was just like, wow. You're welcome. I may have got my thumb in the cake.
It's not all over the floor. It's not
not all over the floor.
Crumbles.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been they didn't cut absolutely it terrible
as well.
You would have caught like a quarter of it. That too.
Oh, it would have been all over me.
Oh shoot! Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I accidentally yanked on the cord.
I can.
Okay.
Oh, don't be yanking on no cords now.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't want to ruin our operation here.
I think. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I enjoyed that story.
Birthday cake.
And the fact that it's real is even better. All my stories are terrible, but I did a school project for journalism, and I think I remember this now. Either that or whatever. I'm required to listen to a podcast. Yeah. Very interesting. I think the one that was given to me. I can't listen to this one. If I could, I would have done a project on this one. And then they would have been like, oh, what podcast did you choose, Aiden? And I would have been like, the Kool AIDS podcast. I'm like, I don't even have to listen to them because I already know what happens. They all listen. And they what?
Oh,
what?
I'm so sorry, but what? I just
what?
I'm a hero. Oh my gosh! I just smacked. Explain why you're
a hero.
I just
you ended a life.
I just karate chopped a fly. Okay, but how many people do you know that karate chopped a fly successfully?
One. Would you like to guess that person?
Exactly.
I don't even know what I was talking about. Yeah.
You were talking about your project.
I have to listen to a podcast. I wanted to listen to the Washington, D.C. Sniper podcast. But I started listening to that one, and I'm like, is this the right one I'm supposed to be listening to? And she's like, my teacher's like, no, not at all. I'm like, oh, man. So I have to listen to a different one over the break. And then I write a review on it, yeah. She did assign podcast.
Did she assign? That's
imagine that if she found sucks. Ours.
Found out, oh. Probably. I'd be okay with that. She'd be like, wow, this is really good. This.
And then it would get our money up.
Like, guys, listen to
we'd
this.
Get like a, and we'd be at like 28 cents.
Yeah, and then you know. And then you know what charity's getting some money account. From that.
That's great.
Guys, don't worry. That we're not making enough money to donate any of it.
Oh, that's how I thought you wanted it to sound.
So bad. The more we talk about it, the more it seems like
we're I just think it's hilarious. Money. We made we're really not. Sense. We're doing it we're as doing therapy. It as therapy. Yeah, you sent me. You sent me that Twitter thread. I think. I think you already sent it to me.
You
I don't think
me
you sent
that,
it to me, but I think you
it.
Thought you did. And it was like, why do guys make podcasts when they have a mental problem or something? I don't know. Not mental, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of therapy, make a I think podcast it's pretty, instead of going to therapy.
I think it gets a lot of stuff out. Also, it helps you become a great person with great personality.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I have a purpose. It makes me force consent.
Makes you
I can
seven.
Talk about things that have happened in my life.
I can imagine like
yes.
One of these pops off overnight, even though that's not even how it works.
And then you sue me for
yes.
14 cents.
I force you cents. To give me my share, even though I don't really contribute much.
I haven't even collected
it's just
I don't even know how
it is just stacking up in an app that we don't even know how to use.
We do know how to use it. It's called Anchor.
You guys heard the
ad read. Come on.
Again.
I don't need to blabber on about it.
We should do two ad reads. We should get sponsored by Ridge Wallet. I think that would be a great sponsorship.
I don't
oh, we can.
Know if we pick who
yeah, we
sponsors us.
We can.
I don't think
we
can. We
can just pick them out. We could have Disney World sponsor us if we wanted to. Yeah, we talked
yeah,
about
because
Disney
so interested
episode.
In what
Disney
we have
Springs.
To say.
We did. Disney. Come on.
That's
what
true.
Are you doing? We're going to get you bank.
What are you going to do?
What are you
going to
do? What are you
going to
do?
That's my whole subtitles.
That's the stuff that's fun though. That's why I like doing these because if we go off topic, we can discover so many new things. We like talk about new things. Like look what we did with the bladders. Look what we did. Yeah, I just have a box full of them.
Look what.
Yeah, I remember throwing them like water balloons at the kids.
Those bladders? Oh, okay, good.
I think
forgot.
We stored a few.
I thought we stored them away.
I remember somewhere. Dropping a few off the building, though.
Oh my gosh. My brain is all over the place. I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. Because when you said, look at what we did with those bladders, my brain was like, he said the word look. So I like looked over to the side of the room. And now I'm thinking about the fact that I buried my cat in the backyard because you talked about the bladders being buried. And now I'm like, wow.
Oh, mine will do that.
Did my brain really just bounce between all of
I don't think my ADHD is severe, but I do have Adderall and I choose not to take it. Yeah. Ow.
That's a bar right there.
Yeah.
I choose not to take it. No mistaking that I stake it. When I stake my claim, I take my
last
claim.
Night you were spitting some fire
name,
bars on that mellow beat.
I have no
beat.
Shame. spitting fire bars.
Have we clarified that we play together on PlayStation? We've known each other. I don't know if we've ever clarified that or like told them.
Oh, yeah. We actually, in the first episode, I said, "Do you think it's important that we explain our backstory?" And you just said no.
Want to talk about that?
We never talked about why we know each other.
Okay.
I mean, I would.
So picture this from your perspective. Playing with a good friend from school. Yeah. You're playing Rocket League.
Okay, got my eyes closed on a good buddy
from school. And you're playing casual duos or doubles. So it's not competitive at all in any sort of way. And we're trash talking all these teams. We're telling them to uninstall. We're telling them all this stuff. And we come across this one team, Aiden T. Snyder. And Muskrat. And we start to lose. we're getting crushed in this game. Yet we're still trash talking. And after the game, I get an invite to a PlayStation party by Aiden Snyder. Sorry if I gave away your last name. Okay.
I don't care.
I wasn't sure if you wanted me to say that. But yeah, I get this invite. And as soon as I joined the party, I was all whacked up. I was just talking a bunch of smack. Then camera. I started talking about 3D cameras. 360 cameras. walking around in wet socks.
Oh, I've got this story. That's true, you guys.
Or oh, that all was right. 2 years ago, right?
All right, so picture this.
Okay, I'm picturing.
You got your eyes closed?
Yep, they're closed.
Two or three. You got your eyes closed? So imagine this. You're playing Rocket League with your friend from high school. It's duos, casual, nothing too serious, right? You come across this team.
Okay. Aiden.
And you're absolutely crushing them. You're having a great time. But they're trash.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
So then you invite them to your party to talk it out. And this dude's just talking. He's a complete wacko, mystery mind out of his brain, talking about cameras and wet socks.
I'm picturing it.
This concludes my story.
That's pretty crazy.
That was about 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember.
That's the other end of the story. Yeah.
That's the other
angle from it.
I think now would be a great time to play.
We don't have any
game.
Other.
It's the only thing on the docket right now.
Let's see. Hey, we still have this one. We can still talk about Christmas. We can this still talk about Christmas. No, I'm kidding. We don't have to.
Pointer, to be honest. Oh, Christmas.
Yeah, we started talking about it again, and then we talked about other things.
I think we may have talked about Christmas. We may have said the word Christmas in this podcast.
Probably said it
more than the money we made in a podcast.
Like more times than each cent we made. Oh boy.
Okay, well, my ADHD brain has jumped to another topic, but
I'm going to
save it for next week.
I don't
want to
lose this.
Want to hear that?
Especially if you mentioned it.
Okay. Hold on, I'm typing it, guys. Okay.
To be honest,
you want to tell them what I typed?
I can't even see it. Here, let's...
Yeah.
Nah, I'm refreshing the page. Maybe that's a problem. Ooh, okay. It has
I
a number
typed it down
and a food.
Because it's for episode 5.
That's your hint for next episode, yep.
Ah, so there's your hint.
Okay, noun game. I'm pretty... excited for this, and you said it was a Christmas special noun game, so Okay, would you like to guess, or would you like
me to? Yeah, so we should think of Christmas stuff.
So it's my turn to guess.
Last time I guessed.
All right, well, so... I'll count to three.
So maybe
and then
we should guess.
By the time I hit three, you should have your thing, your noun.
Okay, I don't know if you know what this is, though. I'm kind of just going to assume you do and hope that you do.
Okay, but is it an elf?
You already know it's Christmas theme, so that should narrow it down quite a bit.
Is it a person?
No.
Is it a place? Oh, wait, I forgot to count a three.
No.
One, two,
no.
Three. Okay, you better have it. Is it is a thing?
Okay. Got it.
Is it red?
Yes.
Is it more than one color?
No.
Does it have a solid base color?
Yes.
Oh, is it just twitching on the
desk?
Is
it still alive, by the way?
Oh, okay.
I smashed it in the carpet. We're good. It was going to eat me in my sleep.
Oh. I thought of something you sent me the other day.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're in a noun game. But you sent me a snap where it's like Minecraft prepared this prepared me for this moment, and it was a picture of a silverfish. Okay, anyways, is this object useful? I think does it serve a purpose?
In the decorative? Universe that it exists in, yes. No.
Is it real? Is it from a TV show?
No.
So a movie.
TV
is it
special.
From a SpongeBob Christmas special?
Christmas special.
Okay. That was very specific.
No.
Is it a popular show? Is it on Hulu?
Very popular. It's not a show. It's a special. Yeah. One of
if I can guess the show, I can guess what the special is.
The special is the show. Like there's only
Oh, so it doesn't have any main characters that are like here.
It does, but it's a Christmas
movie. If I guess the show,
I guess you can see it as a movie, but it's not
what the Christmas special is?
No, because
but
the Christmas special
if
is the
I guess
episode.
The show with the characters
because
in
that's
it.
What it is.
That's where I'm at. Like if it's like a Rick and Morty Christmas special that Rick and Morty has a That was an example.
No, that it's not Rick and Morty though. It's
okay, is this thing an object?
But it wouldn't be because Rick and Morty's its own show. No.
What?
I don't know if
they are yes or no questions.
Well. Like people might consider it a movie, but it's not technically a movie.
Is this thing blue? Is this thing green?
Partially.
Red?
No.
White?
No.
Is it just blue and white?
Yes.
And you said this does not serve a purpose, or it does?
In the
do these things exist in real life?
Christmas special? No, not that anyone knows.
I was gonna guess a lightsaber. It's definitely not that.
No.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't. Really want to guess it, but
it's
I still
not
say
Christmas.
I have no clue. I'm gonna get lost on this forever.
If you can
is
figure
it well
out
known?
Where it's from, I feel like you might be able to figure it out. Yes, very well known.
Charlie Brown?
No, but you're going down the right path.
Does it have a Thanksgiving special?
In terms of like. No.
So like this is the only time these characters appear?
And there's nothing else. Ever in anything.
Then how can it be a Christmas special?
I guess the characters exist, but I don't know if it connects to anything.
Wow, this is difficult. Also, you're breathing into the mic a little bit.
Explaining this.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to let you know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, everybody.
I answered as everybody.
You answered,
man, I don't know. I have no clue what this thing is. Do you think I know what it is?
Yeah, I can tell. I think you would be able to guess it. If you, like, I feel like you know of it. I feel like a lot of people would know of it.
Does this thing provide transportation?
I just, like, hiccuped and yawned at the same time, and it made me sound like I was. I suppose it could, but it's not.
Do you ride it?
That. I don't think you're asking the right question.
You're turning into Gage.
You can?
Maybe. Perhaps.
I'm pretty sure in the movie, one of the characters
on its back.
Did. On its back.
Is this thing alive? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that changes things.
Yes.
Is it a pet?
They kind of
what?
Turn it into a
so
pet.
There's only one thing, one of them
in the yes. At the beginning of the movie, it's not really a pet, but then at the end of the movie, it is pretty much a pet.
I have no clue. So this thing's alive, and it's Christmas themed.
Yes. Dude, start guessing like Christmas movies and stuff that you associate with Christmas. I feel like if you could figure that out, you might be able to figure out.
I even watch Christmas movies. Home Alone. Well, yeah. Couldn't be Elf.
No.
And definitely not the Titanic. Is it the Gremlins, Aiden? Okay.
Definitely not. No.
Am I even close? I need help, so I'm
searching. Make up a lifeline and then ask.
What are these things called? Specials.
What? Actually, you know what? Your question can be non-yes or no. You get three non-yes or no questions, but they can't be like, what is it?
Is it Frosty the Snowman?
And they can't be like, yeah.
Little Drummer Boy.
No.
Cricket on the Hearth?
No. No.
I'm not using them yet.
You not want to use non-yes or no questions?
Is it Disney?
Okay.
Is it DreamWorks?
No. No.
I have no clue. Well, this isn't going well. At all. I think we lost all viewers by now.
Hey, I feel like people might they're thinking real hard. They're thinking real hard.
Here,
I'll give you another hint. This one might really narrow it down. It's stop
motion. It's not Rudolph? Is it old?
Stop motion. Animation. Yes, very old. Almost as old as Phoebe Cates.
It is.
That's a hint, because if you can figure out her age, you might be able to figure out what year it's from.
Oh, let's see. How old is...
But also... But also, it's the year after she was born.
So, 64.
Mm-hmm.
1964, you said. It says Rudolph. I guessed Rudolph. Did I not say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Mm-hmm.
I swear I did.
No.
Is it the Abominable Snowman? Oh my gosh. No. I swore I said Rudolph.
Yes.
I swore I said Rudolph.
If you did, you cut out, because I don't ever remember you saying Rudolph. The Abominable Snowman.
They did pull his
They
teeth
turned
out.
Him into their pet. They Man, pulled his teeth out.
That was
out.
Terrible. Yeah. It took me like 15 well, minutes to do
here
that.
Here we are.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. So I guess I got to close it out
into
now.
Into the episode.
Yes. For some reason, I pictured myself
He's
bowing.
He's going to do his world famous outro.
Like with flowers being thrown to me. Not at me. To me. Anyways, and that concludes our weekly podcast. I guess we're doing this every week now. Right, Aiden? Whoop, whoop. That concludes our weekly podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.